Lord, as we think about your journey, help us to understand more about ours. Amen. Good morning to you. My name is Henry Morris, and I live on Purton. Lovely to be with you this morning. Now, on Palm Sunday, we think about the journey that Jesus was making as he entered Jerusalem. And there are three items that we're going to look at in the story. The first is an animal, of course, the donkey. And the second, combined, are clothes and branches. And the third is stones. And these all point us to a greater understanding about Jesus and a good, healthy knowledge about ourselves too. So we can ask, what are these things saying? First of all, the animal, the donkey. Now, the first thing that we notice is that this is about humility. We don't see many donkeys around these days, except perhaps on the beach at Blackpool, giving rides to children. But in past times, they were really useful animals, good at carrying things and people too, very reliable and having a compliant nature. Just the thing if you were going to go on a journey. Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. Jesus' choice of transport was a donkey, and his choice seems to have been a deliberate gesture for him to make. He'd probably walked much of the way from Galilee to Jerusalem, so he didn't need to ride for the last couple of miles. Now, apparently, at around about that time, possibly even on the same day, another great procession was taking place. Pilate was the governor of Judea at that time, and he was at the head of a great procession coming into Jerusalem, and there would have been a great display of strength and power, and rather than donkeys, there would have been mighty horses on which he and everybody rode. Sort of thing you'd find at Horse Guards Parade in London, you know, on a big day of celebration. And his message, Pilate's message, would have been clear. He was saying, I am coming in power. So just you do what I say. That's the message he wanted to give. Now, the message being given by Jesus was another kind of message altogether. I am coming in peace. In the book of Zechariah in the Old Testament, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. See, your king comes to you righteous and bringing salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey. So there we are. Jesus comes in humility and he comes to bring peace. He comes on a donkey. Now the second item that we have together are branches of palms and clothes. We'll regard them as one. The cutting down of branches from trees and the laying of cloaks on the ground and on the donkey. They brought the colt to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, put Jesus on it. As he went along, the people spread their cloaks on the road. And there is a story in the second book of Kings in the Old Testament which says that they hurried and took their cloaks and spread them under him on the bare steps. Then they blew the trumpet and shouted, Jehu is king. Bit like a red carpet today. We would put a red carpet if somebody special is expected. A bit like the red carpet here in church. It's for us all. So the message that Jesus was being given by the crowd was that they recognize his royal status. He's special. He comes in humility, but he comes in royal power. Now, the third and the last thing that we have to look at this morning is stones. It's the third item. Now, the crowd who were with Jesus at this stage were mostly from Galilee, from where he'd just come, and they were cheering Jesus into Jerusalem. However, some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples. Tell them to be quiet." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." And in the reading from the psalm, our first reading, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." And the thing, of course, about stones is they're strong and they're firm. They are dependable. You can trust them not to disappear suddenly. So there we are. That's three things. Now, what do these three things say to us? The donkey represents humility. The clothes and the palms represent royalty. And the stones represent stability. So we can ask ourselves, what do we have in church today? Do we have a donkey? No. Which comes as a great relief to church wardens and others who have to maintain the church building that this animal is absent today here. In some churches, however, and especially in a rural context, this is more common. And, of course, it comes with all sorts of fun and games. But the donkey actually points us to the correct understanding about behavior. Humility is not about being weak, but it's about having a healthy self-understanding, willing to be dependent on God and to be careful towards other people. It's about modesty and self-awareness. And Jesus brings these things, and he gives these things. And then secondly, we have the clothes and the palms that are spread on the ground. Now, we have these today. Nice cross, palm cross. Lots of clothes. Funny clothes here at the front, of course. Strange people we are. And as well as humility, at the same time, we are talking about royalty. The clothes and the palms represent royalty. Jesus is king, and his kingdom lasts forever. It is eternal, and we belong to that as well. We are part of a royal family. And that's why we have a red carpet here in church. It has been laid for us, too. Just think how important we are. And then we have the stones. Now, at the corner of this church, there is a foundation stone. Actually, it is a foundation stone. It's got an inscription with details of the celebration that took place on the day that it was laid, on the 1st of May in the year 1865, the feast of Philip and James, by John 2nd Baron Wriothesley. You've seen it. You see it every time you come in. Now, it's not going anywhere. It marks the long-term position of the church. And we as stones as well are being built into a spiritual house. Jesus is the chief cornerstone. He's strong and permanent, the foundation point around which everything is constructed. And we are all the other stones, each with a particular vital part to play. We are all needed. We are all unique in building this house. So we take care that we're in the right place and that we don't trip over and damage ourselves by coming up against the foundation stone. That's the message. Now, I'm going to finish just by thinking for a few moments about journeys. What journey are you on at the moment? Phil, who is our vicar, is on a very special journey at this time. He's away for 3 months on a sabbatical. I'm not quite sure where he is just at the moment, but knowing Phil, it'll be somewhere interesting. When he returns, what will we make of his journey? How will his journey and our journey in this church go on from here? Perhaps humility will enable us to listen carefully to what he has done and how it will affect us all. What aspect of the royal kingdom of God here and the importance of our life together will define what we do now? Can we continue together to build a strong, stable, and dependable church family in this great part of the West Midlands? Now, we ourselves, that is my wife and me, Janet, my wife and me, we have to make a journey just after Easter. We have to go to Japan for a while. I say have to because one of our sons lives there with his wife and his son, and we have to go there from time to time to fulfill duties as grandparents. It's an awful long way to go. And my enthusiasm for this journey might be more if some of the things that we think about on Palm Sunday were brought to bear. Humility. Now, I really should be thankful that we both have good health at the moment and that such a journey is even possible. And indeed, that they are keen for us to come. Royalty. This young family are part of God's kingdom, just as we are. They are hugely important. And we can acknowledge this simply by going and being there and supporting and offering help just for a short while. And stability. We can build a strong relationship with our grandson and help him to grow up knowing dependability in a changing world. So there you are. That's just two journeys, Phil's journey, our journey. And then, of course, there's one other journey that we're just going to mention, and that is the journey that our country and the countries of Europe are engaged in at the moment. And I hear the collective sigh which says, oh, no, please not that. And it's probably best if we don't go there today. But the things of Palm Sunday will apply to this as well. Humility, royalty, and stability. So may God at this Easter time help us to receive all of these things. Amen.